ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end. In order that we are remembered as men.
Alright, today we go over Neverborn and the Broken Promises book. I'm definitely milking this book for all it's worth, but we're going through and reading everything, you know. I mean, okay, let me get this through to everyone. I picked up this book. I got it at Gen Con on order. You know, I get the free mod on all that. It's my first time actually going through the book. So, if I seem like I'm stumbling and everything, well, it's because it's new to me too. And I'm just sharing it, and it gives me some content, and it's actually kicking my ass to get busy on podcasting a little bit more, excuse me. As for my week, I've just been working a lot, working my ass off, not playing anything, had my niece's wedding, not very exciting on the gaming world. But let's go ahead and start with the Neverborn. First up, we have Hinamatsu. She is a puppet. She's a henchman, construct rare 1, cost 9, cash 4. She has 5 defense, 7 wound, 1 willpower, 9 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 2. She's got armor plus 1. She's got melee master, so she's getting an additional 2 AP, which can only be used to take melee action. So that's pretty cool. If she's doing melee, she can do a total of 4. And she's pretty cool looking, and I'll get there in a minute. I'll describe her after I go through her abilities. I'm glad she's coming out, because I'm not really... Anyway, I'll get to it. She got Without a Master's ability. This model, enemy models within 6-inch aura of her may not take actions as if it was not during their activation, as those actions are disengaging strikes. And she got Wicked. This model's disengaging strikes deal damage. Yeah, I do like Wicked. And I wish more models outside Neverborn had it, but I guess that's the Neverborn. They're a whole bunch of pissed off demon spirit folk. Let's see. She's got 4 katanas with a melee of 6. Resist defense, 2 range. This action gets a plus flip to the attack flip. Target suffers 1-2-3 damage and gains the following condition to end of game. Cut by Hinamatsu, plus 1. This model suffers plus 1 damage from attacks from enemy Hinamatsu models. In this condition, after resolving an action performed by an enemy, this model, that dealt 4 more damage to this model. So she's like just slicing your way. Anyway, we'll get to the way she looks. She got the perfect cut with a mask trigger. Damage from this attack may not be reduced. So that's kind of cool, especially with a low damage spread. She's got Snatch, which is a range 6, push target enemy model in base contact with this model. And she got a trigger with another mask, stab, stab, stab. After succeeding, take a melee 1 action against the target. She got 1-0 tactical action, which inhuman speed, which is 0. Casting 6 with target number 12. Until the start of this model's next activation, it gains the following condition: faster than the naked eye. If this model has 1 or more plus modifiers in a duel, it may cheat fate face down. If it cheats fate in a duel with an enemy model and loses the duel, draw a card. So it's pretty cool, a little bit straightforward what you're looking at for Kaladi, and we'll go over Kaladi. I might touch on her again when I do make that podcast about Kaladi. But it's nice to see henchmen that's a little bit more straightforward and just going to stab you. I think Kaladi's henchmen is Vela and Nissa. I'm not sure. She got that whole crew painted up. Painted up quite quick, actually. Sticked with the color scheme. I'll post them up when I go through and do that podcast. I'll put posters up. But this model's pretty cool. She's, like I said, a puppet. She's a 4-armed puppet with katanas. in a kimono with a whole what's that? Geisha girl look to her. She kind of reminds me of the robots, the servants in the beginning of the Ghost in the Shell that do the hacking and stuff. So it's very cool. I do like this model. I can't wait until she comes out. I'm going to purchase her. Next up, we go complete opposite side of the scale. We got somebody for the Fae for Titanium. We got the Cyclops, which is a enforcer living, 8 soulstone. Well, it's a Cyclops, so it's a freaking monster. He's got 4 defense, 5 willpower, 9 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 3. Abilities is he has foresight. When this model activates, it may discard a card. If the discarded card was a mask, increase the range on this model's activations by +2 until the end of activation. If it was a ram, this model heals 2 damage. He's got frozen heart. Yeah, so you can't paralyze him. Cyclopean Rage. Whew. When this model has 5 or few remaining wounds, the model gains +2 ram melee. It's a hard kill. So, we go to his Mighty Spear, which is 3, 4, 6 damage. Pretty healthy amount. With a ram, especially if you get a plus, to your attack, you get Skewer Trigger. When damaging, this attack gains plus blast to its model and severe damage values for each ram in the dual total. He's got Tactical Action, Frozen Runes. For each scheme marker within 3 inches, reveal top card of your Fate deck. Resolve the effect listed below, then discard the card. Okay, so for a Tome, he's got Jera. This model may discard the scheme marker. If you do, target enemy model within 5 inches, gain slow. He's got Fehu with a mask. Place a friendly scheme marker anywhere within 5 inches of the scheme marker, then place the scheme marker is not affected by this action. He's got Helgas with a crow. Choose an enemy model within 5, it suffers 1 damage. Urs, which is a ram, choose a friendly model within 5, it heals 1 damage. And any Joker flip, choose 2 different effects from the list above. So, it's pretty cool. I mean, not too bad. I don't know how I feel about the model, but since it is a Fae, and I like to keep my, crews together, I guess. Like, my puppets with my puppets, my Fae with my Fae, and my, Nephilim with my Nephilim. I don't know. I just like it that way. I build them, I model them, put them together, so I tend to keep them all kind of the same all the time. He's got 0 action ice wall. Target number 10, casting a 3, place 2 ice pillar markers touching each other in base contact. So basically, it's exactly like Rasputina's ice marker thing that she's got. So, I mean, I think. So that's him. He's looking pretty cool. Big old burly, I don't know, he looks Cyclops. He's got some Viking runes on him. Ice weapon, ice coming from his back, a loincloth. Kind of looks, not really sure about this model as the looks of it. Oh, next up, we got another Fae model. We got the Boltigan. This is a minion, living Fae. Cost 5. Defense 5, willpower 5, 6 walk, 6 charge, 6 wounds, 6 walk, 7 charge, height 2. He's got Careful Hunter. When an enemy scheme marker is placed in line of sight of this model, the model gains the following condition to end the turn, creeping forward. +1. When this condition ends, this model may move 1 inches away. It's at Stalking Pounce. When this model ends in a push or move in engagement range of an enemy model, if that movement or push was not part of a walk or charge, this model may discard a card to immediately take a 2 AP melee attack against the enemy model without spending AP. So kind of like, not really like a pounce, but a backwards pounce, but really bad. It's doing 2, 3, 4 damage. When the mask, it's got Unfinished Hunt. After succeeding, if the target reduced prevent damage from this action, you may take the 2 Savage Mauling action against the target. Which the Savage Mauling is a 3, 4, 5 damage. With the Crow Trigger, leave only bones after damaging. If the target was killed, place a friendly scheme marker in base contact with it before removed. No other markers or models may be placed or summoned as a result of the target being killed. Next up, For tactical action, he's got Scavenge. Discard an enemy scheme marker within 2 inches of this model, and if you do, draw the top card of your discard pile into your hand. That's not bad at all, especially if you flip the Joker. I mean, come on, the Red Joker's best friggin' card in the game. Or it's crucial, and you got big plans coming up, and like, seriously, if you flip the Black Joker, you want it in your hand so you don't get it on a future flip next turn? I guess you could do that. Or, you know, I mean, just putting a good card back in your hand. Or one that you had to discard is never that bad. Especially, say, let's say you flipped the Red Joker on initiative. Zero action, scavenge, get it back. This guy looks like a Jackal Werebeast. Jackal Werewolf. I forgot what the word is. Not a bugbear. But Gnoll. He looks kind of like a Gnoll. He's Fae, so I will probably, most likely, own this to put in my model with my Fae. Next up, we have Adze. A-D-Z-E. I don't know how the hell to pronounce it. Like this guy a lot, only because I like his spirit counterparts, the Will-O-Wisp. He is Enforcer, Living, Spirit, Swamp Fiend, cost 7. He's got 5 wounds, 5 willpower, 6... defense 5, 5 willpower, 6 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 2. He's got Incorporeal, so he's going to reduce all damage in half, and also can move through shit. He's got the Night Calls, and if an enemy model ends its Whispers of Night condition within 3 inch aura of this model, it suffers 2 damage, and you may draw a card. So he's benefiting with the Will-O-Wisps. He's tag along with him, and he's got Warm Light. When calculating VP during or after a game, this model may count as a model for one of its crew scheme markers. If this model counts as a scheme marker that would be discarded, its controller may discard a card to prevent this being removed. Attack actions, he's got Vampiric Proboscis, whatever. It's got a built-in mask, and that's cool because he's got a trigger with a mask. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. Drink blood with the trigger. After damaging, this model heals the amount of damage equal to the damage inflicted. Other attack action, he's got the Wisp's Call. Range of 10, the model gains the following conditions in the game. Whispers in the Night, so here he's got his own, too. This model may not charge. The next time you take a walk action, it must end its walk action as close to this model. To the model that applied the condition as possible. The Dancing Lights for 0, another tech action. Target non-leader model gains the following condition to end the turn, stunned. Basically, this model may not take 0 actions. Sometimes that can be really freaking handy. I mean, 0 actions are 0 actions. You don't even have to worry about them coming after you. Because you're going to stop it. Next up, he's got tactical actions. 2 tactical action. Range 8, target must pass a target number 12 willpower duel or suffer 3, 4, 5 damage. If the target is not within 6 inches of the model, it considers friendly. Increase the target number of the willpower by plus 2, so up to 14. I like this guy. I'm biased because I like the Will-O-Wisps, and this is like King Will-O-Wisps. He's got feathery, mothy wings, and a lot of those little like glow tendrils coming off of him, and I like the little glowing butts, so yeah, that's that right there. Alright, we got 2 more models. We got the Groot Sling is the next one. He's a beast, cost 6, defense 5, willpower 5, 7 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 3. This guy's a 50mm base, and I forgot to read off that AZ, whatever, has a 40mm base. Everyone else is on a... Oh, the Cyclops is on 50, the Puppet's on a 40, and the Bolt Gungan, whatever the hell that is on 30. But the Groot Sling is on a 50mm base. He's a wall climber, so this model is base contact with a marker that counts as terrain. It gains plus 2 all non-damage flips. If it's in base contact with a layer marker, it also deals plus 1 damage. So you're like, oh, what is a layer? We'll get there. He's got a hole in the wall. This model ignores penalty for severe terrain when moving and is immune to hazardous terrain, so not bad at all. At home here, excuse me, after both crews have deployed, if there's no other models with this ability in your crew, you may place a 3 friendly height 0 50mm layer markers, which count as terrain anywhere on this side of the table. And they count as just terrain. right now. We're going through this. They might change later. He said, for attack actions, he's got wide claws, no built-in triggers, doing 2, 3, 4 damage. But, I mean, no built-in suit for a trigger. But with the mask, he's got slink away after succeeding. Take the layer-to-layer action, which we'll get there. And if he's got a ram, after damaging, this action gains... take this action again against a different target. So not bad at all. It doesn't say that this sugar can't perform it again, so you could, if you got lucky, you could attack another one if you're surrounded, I suppose. He's got barbed tongue, range of 3, suffers, target suffers 1, 2, 4 damage and gains a poison 2 condition. He's got 0 tactical action, create layer, target number 12, discard a corpse's scrap marker in base contact with this model and place a friendly layer marker in base contact with the model. It counts as 50mm on base that counts as terrain. Now it's got one action layer to layer. It allows you to place this model in base contact with a friendly layer marker in play. This model may not take interact actions this turn. This action can only be taken while this model is in base contact with a layer. If you throw a ram in it for the trigger, this model heals 1, 2, 3 damage. And if you throw a mask, strike from the concealment. This model may immediately take a 1 plus, I mean, may take 1 melee action. So it's pretty cool. I don't really, outside the fact that he's Neverborn, he doesn't have a lot of synergies with, I don't think other Neverborns, I think, because he's got the beast. This guy looks like a giant newt. With the alien head, with the tongue of a lictor off Resident Evil. So he definitely looks like a combination of 3 things. He's cool looking. Not bad at all. I don't know if I end up with one, but you never know. Last up, we have Serena Bowman. Now, this is an Enforcer, Living One Rare Tormented model. She's cost of 7, with 6 defense, 5 willpower, 7 wounds, 6 charges. 6 walk, height 2. Now, she is a tormented, so I'm thinking to myself, well, I do play Jack Dawn. You can take some tormented, and let's see what we got going on. She's got always come back around. This model does not drop any corpse or scrap markers when it's killed. If this model is killed or sacrificed at the end of the turn, summon Serena Bowman anywhere in your deployment zone. The summon model does not become slow. Okay, so let's talk about that. If the model is killed or sacrificed at the end of the turn, summon Serena Bowman anywhere in your deployment zone. This model does not become slow. So, she just keeps coming back. Alright? She's got disguise, so she can't be targeted of charges. And she's got thick skin, which she ignores pulse effects. Kind of like, Free Corpse, kind of. For attack action, she's got knife in the back. Let's see, 2, 3, 4 damage, built-in mask, and that mask will get her a new skin after killing target. If an enemy, place a skin marker base contact with the target before removing it. This model gains the following condition to the end of the game: a friendly face. Enemy models must discard a card to target this model with action, or the action fails. So she's pretty tricksy. She's got black blood tendril. This is going to be a 3 range. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. This model may draw range and line of sight from any model within 12 inches with a black blood ability. Other models may not perform this action. So right there, this whole synergy with the tormented shot down. She's got like the black blood synergy going on there. Because, well, outside of like, well, other Neverborn had black blood, but outside of demons and stuff... she got 0 action. The things I've seen. Target friendly nightmare gains the following ability to end the game. Black blood. Oh, there we go. All models without the black blood ability suffers 1 damage when they suffer damage. This is cast action with a mask built in, but she needs a mask and a crow. And she's like, let me show you. After succeeding, takes this action again, targeting a non-nightmare model within 3 inches of the original target. And she's got bottles of painkillers as another tactical action. Target friendly model heals 1, 2, 3 damage, and you may end one condition on the target. This action gains a plus 1 ram to its final duel when it targets itself. So, oh yeah, because bottles of painkiller, you need a ram and a mask to make this go through. So not bad at all. I mean, a lot of different things you could do. I could definitely see her running with a doppelganger, perhaps, for a little something good to see. She comes with her own upgrade. She's got warped reality. It's cost one. This upgrade can only be attached to Neverborn minion or Neverborn Enforcer models in the game crew, the same name of Serena Bowman. This model gains the nightmare characteristic. So there we go. For the upgrade, she's got she automatically matches synergy with the Dreamer. And this model gains the following ability from the shadows. This model may be deployed anywhere on the board that's at least 6 inches away from enemy deployment zone. This model may not take interact actions on the first turn. I don't know, Mater. She looks weird. I guess I really have to just think about really how I would use her. The way she looks, I don't know, she kind of looks like a witch at first, but she's just in a dress. She's got some sewn-on skin and patches. She's got a fan, a weird hat. We'll see. I mean, I could see myself owning her over top of the Groot Slang. Definitely owning the the thing guy you can't pronounce. The Bogungan, I'll own one of him, and, well, maybe come in a pack of two, but definitely Hinamatsu, going to own her. I don't know about the Cyclops yet, but, hey, it is what it is. Now we go up to the upgrades. Now, first up we have Pandora. Her first upgrade is, alright, Pandora. I don't play her, I heard she's cheap as hell. Cheesy, even, I don't know, but I got it to test it compared to Jackdaw. I think he's pretty cheesy too, and I really like him. But anyway, Pandora's upgrades are Rile Them Up and Woe Is Me. Both are two soul stones. Rile Them Up. Oh well, let's see. Woe Is Me is Pandora Limited, so let's do that one first. Model gains following abilities: Infiltration. Woe. Crews of this model may hire up to 4 models with a woe characteristic that are not the crew's declared faction. So, I like that. With every master that has that ability to take different models from different factions, as long as they share basically a keyword, I like that. Growing woe: if an enemy model is killed by the misery ability, you may summon a poltergeist and base contact with the model that killed it before is removed from play, then sacrifice all other totems in play. So, gives her a pseudo cry ability by summoning up a big poltergeist like you would the angry spirit for cry. And saves you some money on some soul stones if you don't want to buy a poltergeist model to begin with. Or if you want to go ahead and your poltergeist is taking a beating, you want a new one, get it in there. This model gains the following tactical action: Release Sorrow. Summon a Sorrow on a base contact with target enemy model with one or more conditions. The target's controller may then choose to end any number of conditions on the target model. Well, so it's not allowing you to get some free models. So that's a damn good upgrade. She's got Rile Them Up. Model gains the following ability: Mania. Once per turn, this model may discard a card to take an Insight action as a 1 action instead of a 0. It's doing a little bit of something that, oh my god. Anyway, I don't know what that means, but there it is. The model self-loathing and self-harm actions gain the following trigger with a mask: self-destruction. After succeeding for the purpose of this action, target is treated as having a 1 AP melee or shooting actions that deals 2, 3, 4 damage printed on its card. When damaging the target using this action, reference this trigger, the damage cannot be reduced. Damage that you can't reduce is always good. So, Pandora's upgrades, that is good. And the Woe Is Me ability, summon Poltergeist and Woe, I like them. Next up we have Zoraida. She's got two, as most of them do. She's got two Soul Stone upgrade. Powerful Control. This model's obey actions gain the following trigger: with two masks, you have complete dominance. The target may make a two charge action instead of its 1 action. This trigger can only be declared once per turn. So I'm having a hard time, people. My MS is a little fucking with me. This model's bewitch action gains the following trigger with two masks as well. Now do as I say. After succeeding, you may take the obey action against the target. Yeah, I mean that's what Princess Bride is all about. And it's pretty powerful action. That's why upgraded. That's why it's costing two. She's got Poison Fate. This is one soul stone. Enemy models within 6-inch aura of one or more conditions suffer 2 damage each time they cheat fate. You love cheating fate in this game, and she's going to punish you for it. And this model gains the following attack action. It's going to be target number 10 with a mask, which it has a casting 6 with a mask built in. Resist willpower. Range 18. Target model with one or more conditions suffer an amount of damage equal to the number of cards in its controller's hand to the maximum of 4. This action can only be taken once per turn. And if you throw in a crow trigger, spasms of fate after succeeding, the target gains slow. Two very powerful upgrades for Zoraida. And I'm going to have to play with these a bit. I'm glad I bought this upgrade deck box, so that's pretty cool. Next up, we have Lilith, one of my favorite Neverborn masters. Both her upgrades are one soul stone, and neither of them are limited. First one is the Land Consumes. This model gains the following trigger on its melee attacks, or scratch attacks, with a mask and a ram, Blood Meal. After damaging, place a 50mm consuming land marker within 1 inch of the target, touching any other models. This book likes to throw down these 50mm markers. I'm pretty sure, if I go back, each one of the masters' upgrades, or at least somewhere, have a little bit of synergy with these markers that they're putting out. This model gains the following abilities. The land consumes. When this model activates, place a 50mm consumed land marker within 3 inches of this model, not touching any other model. Consuming land markers are height 0. Severe hazardous terrain. Remove a consuming land marker if it deals severe damage. Which it will, because Lilith is all about, oh, look at it, you're in woods, and oh, here's my Waldegeist, and you're going to have to push to do this when you activate this. So you're going to be damaging shit, and it gives you a chance to put out stuff if people sway away from your illusionary force and such like that. Intelligent plants, friendly models within 6-inch aura are immune to hazardous terrain. Go figure. Your Waldegeist. Anyway. and Nature's Pact. When an enemy model is killed by hazardous terrain, this model makes a 2-3-4 healing flip. So that's always good to have on your master. Unless you're in the chemo and you want to end Lilith's life so you can become bigger and better. She's got the Song of Blood. Stay in the ground. If an enemy model with an 8-inch aura is killed by either Black Blood ability or the Black Blood Pustule action, you may place a scheme marker in base before it's removed from play. Blood and Air, when another friendly model with a Black Blood ability is killed, draw a card. And this model gains the following tactical action. 0. The Blood heals. Target other model within 6 inches with a Black Blood ability heals 2 damage. So, bring up some Black Blood Pustules, bring up some little Terror Tots, heal them up a little bit. Lilith is a good mother. She's a good mother. Next up we have Kaladi. Kaladi is a big nut to crack. That's why I haven't covered him yet. I'm still trying to get his whole playstyle down in my head before I got them all painted. I mean, they're beautiful painted. I just got about effigies. But anyway, both of his are non-limited. Both are one soul stone. First one is 4 arms. This model attack gains the following attack action. Squeeze. Target suffers 2-3-5 damage. If this attack deals moderate severe damage, draw a card. With a crow starting to become uncomfortable, after succeeding, target gains the following condition end of turn, embraced. This model may not declare walk actions while engaged. Now, with a mask, which he has built into his attack, is immediately increased to final duel by +1 for each other puppet within 6 inches in line of sight of the target. Yeah, he's going to get those pluses because there's going to be puppets flying all over the freaking place. He's got Dog Collection. The model. This is his next upgrade. This model gains the following ability. Bonded Souls. At the end of your turn, you may discard a card to choose a friendly puppet model in play. It suffers 2 damage, then place in a base contact with a friendly doll marker anywhere in play. Place a scrap marker in base contact with a model and discard the doll marker. You may do this any number of times. That's a lot of placing, just different markers all over that he's going to be. So, make sure you have the appropriate markers for this guy. And he's got this following one. He gains the following tactical action, my favorite dolls. Place a 30mm doll marker within range and line of sight. So here we go again, another marker that reacts to what he's got going on and stuff. We have Titania now, or Titania, or whatever you want to say. The creepy fae queen, no eyes, wings. Okay, she's got one limited upgrade, and it's one. Soulstone. Living minion and enforcer models hired into this crew permanently lose the living characteristic and gain the undead and fae characteristics. Good to know. Good to have. This model gains the following ability, Royal Indignation. When this model suffers damage from an enemy model, it reduces that damage according to the enemy model's station. Peon or minion, you reduce the damage by two. And Enforcer or Henchman reduce the damage by 1. So, gives you a little bit of kind of like built-in reduction while having armor or using soulstones. Model gains the following tactical actions. Ancient Pact. Target other Fey model without the armor condition gains the volume condition armor plus 1. So that's always good to hand out armor to shit, you know. With her other one, she's got Pact with Grave Spirit. She gains the following abilities, Death of Tyrants. When in a duel with an enemy leader, this model may add one suit of its choice to its final duel when declaring triggers and its attack actions yield plus 1 for the damage. So, against an enemy leader, you're basically getting the effects of using a soulstone against them and not using a soulstone. She's got Autumn Corruption. Enemy models within 3 inches of this model can't heal or use soulstones. Yeah, good luck with you. And this model gains the following attack action, the Rot Within. Targeted model suffers an amount of damage equal to the amount of damage already on it, to a maximum of 4 damage, or 5 with the Death of Tyrants. You throw in a crow with that and you get mulched. If the target was killed, place a friendly scheme marker and base contact with the target before it's removed. Now, I'll be going over her soon, and she's all about buttloads of scheme markers being placed, and it even goes into this. Let's see. We have the Emissary of Fates. 0 action. Every master from the last book has got an upgrade in this book for the Emissaries. Can only be attached if Titanus, the crew master. While this model is within 3 inches, 100 landmarker, it may add 1 suit of its choice to its final duel. The model gains the following tactical action. Seasons change. Target a friendly or fey model to do one of the following. Winter, target gets a plus 1 armor. Spring, target heals 2 damage. Summer, all enemies engaged with target gain burning plus 1. And autumn, place a ski marker in base with the target. I don't own or play with any of the emissaries, so I'm not really sure. If I did get one, it would be the emissary, the Gremlin emissary. Yeah, that's all I got there. Dreamer's the last one. He's got 2 upgrades, as with everyone else. The first one is a 1 soulstone upgrade, Growing Up. Model gains the following ability. This model gains a plus 4 wounds and 7 charge. It cannot be damaged while buried and generates 1 additional AP on the turn that can only be used for melee actions. So he's grown up, little slugger. This model gains the following attack action, Cricket Bat. Target suffers 2, 3, 5 damage. This attack action, enemy model, when base contact, raise or lower its well condition. Okay. Target suffers 2, 3, 5 damage. If this action damages an enemy model, this model may choose to raise or lower its walking condition by value of 1. And with a mask, bam, your turn. After damaging an enemy model, place this model in base contact with another friendly nightmare within 6 inches and place a friendly nightmare contact with the target. So you're playing Pong. Not Pong, but yeah, Pong? I don't know. He's got sleep cycles. This would be 2 soulstones. This model gains the following abilities. Falling asleep. When this model's activation ends as a result of being buried, a friendly little chompy bits in play may activate as a chain activation. Waking up. When a friendly Lord Chompy Bits ends its activation, no matter how the activation ends, this model And if this model's in play, it may activate as a plane. Alright. Friendly Daydreams gain the following attack action. Old Disfigurements. Target suffers 2-2-3 damage. So maybe, I don't know, I don't play the Dreamer. I thought about it. Lord Choppy, but it's pretty cool. But I fell in love with Lilith, really. As for my Neverborn Master of Choice. So that is the Neverborn Broken Promises. Next up, we will have, and I should look in the book, so I can tell you. Almost done with this, guys and gals. We have the Outcasts up next. So, yeah, be prepared for that, and I'll see you soon. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
I'll get you in my hands.